Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
The Bigger Show will open in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning. And a happy Wednesday morning it is for you, David Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
What's got you so gleeful this morning?
Man, I tell you, you know, you...
Or can you tell me why you're so gleeful?
I'll tell you what, Carlette. I truly am grateful. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be able to do what we do and enjoy each other and everything else around us as much as we do is truly is a blessing. I mean, it really is. I mean, I don't really know any other way to express my gratitude than just saying I thank the Lord for, you know, allowing us to do what we do and you know, it's just awesome.
It makes you really, really tickled.
It really does. I mean, when you get here, we're getting in here, we kind of go through the same routine every day.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a little ritual, you know, we got to do the scrub down and, you know, we're looking over at each other, kind of laughing and stuff because, you know, pretty much other than our producers that are not, that's not even in Alexandria, other than that, I mean, we're our team.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a beautiful thing.
And gratitude does rule the day, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, it's like, you know, of sure there's some things that we'd like to be done with, but, you know, we don't have any control over that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we just thank God for what he's given us the grace to be able to do and allow us to do it. And we truly are today. We truly are grateful, man.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make that known every day.
Absolutely. And if we don't express it to our listeners, then we certainly express it to each other. But
absolutely.
You know, it's just great to be expressive about your gratitude. And we've been talking a lot about that because many of us forget to be grateful. And, you know, as we're going through our change of season, because that's really where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, as I was just sort of meditating and getting ready for the things that are coming, I really got in my spirit about contentment again. And sometimes when you're changing seasons and you're in the middle or you're kind of in what seems like no man's land, you're not at the beginning, you're not at the end, but you're sort of like in the middle. And I kind of relate that to being in no man's land because you just have to kind of be there and you have to find contentment there. And for many of us, it's hard to do. But when you can express gratitude for just being where you are, being right where you're supposed to be, and feeling grateful for that, there's nothing better than that. And I think it makes your waiting time a little bit easier if you just determine and you purpose in your heart that I'm in the middle, I'm okay with that, and I'm just going to be. But not only am I going to be, I'm going to be grateful for right where I am. And when you really process that and you really start to understand how important it is not to just be happy in the beginning, not to just be happy looking forward at what's to come, what you're believing is to come, but being happy right where you are. And I heard a message on yesterday that really moved me. It said something like this, and I'm paraphrasing. It said, you know, for those people that have been waiting, God doesn't change his mind. He doesn't forget what he's promised, and he doesn't rescind what he said. So if God said it, you can believe it, and you can stand on it, no matter where you are in your season, no matter where you are in your process. If you can just understand, and I'm going to tell you, the mind is such a powerful tool, and that's why we got to work it. We literally have to work it every single morning. And one of the things that we try to do every morning is to really get you to think, really think on a deeper level. And what we're learning from our young son is we're learning that we're never too old to learn. And when you start sort of seeing yourself through your children, and you start understanding. And I guess when they become tweens and teens, you know, you're teaching all along. But really, when they become tweens and teens, you know, you really, really, you dig in deep, because you know that the lessons and the things that you're making, the impartation that you're making right now, is really, really critical for the next season in their lives. And so as we go through this journey with our son, we are learning every single day that we have to learn to learn. And as we teach him, we're learning. And I know on its face that might sound a little bit off, learn to learn, but you can't forget that you have to learn to learn. And every day is a process in that. And if you can just look around and you can learn from those things that are right before you, it makes your life better, it makes your family's life better, and it gives you a greater sense of gratitude. And back to what I was saying, when you really, really, truly understand that the promises of God, God can't lie, and he doesn't change his mind, and if you really get that down into your psyche, down into your spirit, way, way down deep, then this morning, as we're winding down the week, then what you'll understand is that no matter where you are on this road, it's going to happen. You're just in the process. And as we like to say, the newism that DC and I like to use is simply this: easy does it. Easy does it, DC.
Slow your roll.
Yeah. And so this morning I had to say to DC, just wait. Wait for it.
Wait.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
But you just have to wait for it. So as we started our morning, I mean, it was just a wonderful morning. I'm a little bit sinusy, as you can tell. I've been outside. I've been enjoying my hammock. And, of course, the pollen, for those people who have sinus issues, it just never seems to come to an end. But I refuse to be moved by that, and just want to enjoy the beauty of outdoors, the beauty of listening to the birds. And yesterday, my mother-in-law, and, you know, we talk about my mother, my mother-in-law, they are so wonderful because they understand how busy we are. And I'm just not, if I'm honest, I'm just not a great cook. So I don't cook a lot. The kitchen is not my forte. And I'm not, you know, I'm okay with that. Everybody is not great in the kitchen. I don't like the kitchen. I don't want to be in the kitchen. I don't choose to be in the kitchen.
Don't want to be.
But I have been, not only have I been on the watermelon kick, but I have been wanting fresh okra. And I have asked everybody with a garden, everybody that sells fresh produce, I have stopped at every store and have been unable to find fresh okra. So for the last couple months, I've been saying, what's up with the okra? Well, everybody said the okra was running behind. It was, I had to wait. But I'm going to tell you one thing, DC. Waiting for the okra on yesterday that Big G made, it was well worth the wait. And for those of you who have been listening, DC looks absolutely fabulous. Each day he's looking a little bit better.
A little bit better.
It's been a slow process.
Slow.
But when we went to Big G's yesterday and she made an okra gumbo.
Big G.
And it wasn't just like any old kind of okra gumbo. It was like gumbo filled with lots of okra, with chicken and shrimp, sausage, brown rice. And it was absolutely amazing. And as I sat at her table, ingesting that fresh okra that she cut up just so perfectly, I started thinking, doesn't this feel so good and healthy going down into your body?
Yes, it does.
And you know what, God was so wonderful yesterday? That the heat had even lifted. So when we went in to eat the okra gumbo, it wasn't that hot. When we came out, it wasn't that hot. It was just right. Wonderfully pleasant, wasn't it?
Absolutely, it was.
And then she made because young Deuce Christmas, believe it or not, he doesn't like okra. He doesn't like the way that it feels in his mouth, and he's very much like his dad in that respect, that if it doesn't feel, if the texture doesn't feel just right, then he's not going to eat it.
Right. Well, he's a little bit more fortunate in that he has a choice on what he can eat. When I was coming up, you just ate what they made.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I learned to appreciate, you know, the finer foods in life.
Soul food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's called soul food for more than one reason. It's good for your
soul.
It's healthy for your body, and it's good for your soul. And then Big G makes brown rice and white rice.
Uh-huh. Because
Young Deuce Christmas likes white rice.
Mm-hmm.
But she also made some liver for him, which he does love liver because I turned him on to it before he had sense enough to say
that. Yeah, and so it was a great feast. And anytime we're in Bunkie, of course, we always stop by the watermelon stand.
Got to stop by Josh.
Josh Bradley. He's got probably some of the best watermelons in central Louisiana. And as July is watermelon month, we have made sure that we kept a sure, steady supply of watermelon in our house and at our office.
And, you know, we have people who are good friends of ours, and Miss Margaret English in Cheneyville said she wanted one of those melons, and we made sure we got one to her.
Mm-hmm.
Big, beautiful watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Man, I'm gonna enjoy this, baby."
Well, Miss English, you have to let us know how you enjoyed the watermelon, because in true form, and I say this, and you said this yesterday, you probably should have been, or the day before, you probably should have been from Texas, because everything that you do is B-I-G. And so I hope that Miss English has somebody to help her to eat the watermelon, because it is big for just one person.
Well, believe it or not, Carlette, that melon is a big melon, but it's not bigger than the one that we, you know, because ours is a family melon.
Right. It's a big melon, but it's really a small melon.
It's small compared to the ones that Josh has out
there
on Main Street and Bunkie. But the melons are extremely sweet. They're Sugartown melons. And they are absolutely divine. I mean, they really are excellent watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, depending on how you go there and who you are, you know, you can get all kinds of wisdom. You know, that's free.
That's free.
Yeah, the talk that you're gonna have with Mr. Bradley when you get there, that's absolutely free, because if you listen, he's gonna drop some wisdom on you.
Absolutely. And you know what? I was thinking yesterday as we stopped by and got the watermelons, he's probably one of the coolest watermelon salesmen in central Louisiana.
Man, he's one of the coolest men in central, just all the way around, dude. He's just a well-rounded fellow.
Yeah, he just understands the order of the day, huh?
Absolutely.
And what is that?
Cool.
Cool is the order of the day.
Yes.
And you know what? If you want to remain cool, get you a watermelon. And Josh, I don't know. We're going to probably have to... We're advertising so much for him. That's just what we do. You know what? We want to see everybody's business prosper. And as you're traveling on Highway 71, D.C., I'd be remiss if we didn't give a plug to Davis One Stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I'm going to tell you, that's where we get our meats.
And we've been getting our brown bread there.
Absolutely.
Our wheat bread there.
We get a lot of stuff from there. I mean, you know, I don't know what we would do if it wasn't in Cheneyville. That's why it's important for the people in Cheneyville to take advantage of it and you know, show your gratitude for the services that they provide, because if we don't, they won't be there anymore.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't want to be saying, like, you know, oh, wow, I wish the store was still here. You know, you got to support the store.
Absolutely. And you know what? We really, really want to share with people that it is just incumbent on each of us. And I love the way that many people in the community support Davis One Stop. But people passing on Highway 71, and if you're wanting to get your meats there, all you got to do is go have a conversation with them. Now, they may not have a lot of meat out, D.C., but they have the meat there. And so all you got to do is just let them know what it is that you're interested in, and they absolutely cut it for you, package it up beautifully, and it's fresh.
Well, a lot of people, the services that they provide, or services that, you know, you used to get back in the day, like when they had Crawford's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can call Mr. Crawford and say, hey, this is what I'm needing, and somebody's going to pick it up, or, you know, like what we do is just let them know we're going to be coming. We're going to be wanting some pork steak, some wings, some sausage, some beef steak, whatever it is.
Bacon.
Yeah, you know, whatever the grannies are going to cook.
Whatever the grannies are going to cook.
Little granny. Uh-huh. You know, and both of them can get down.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we don't know what we're going to be having, but we always know that pork steaks. So we just get, you know, about 50, 60 bucks worth of pork steaks because we really do enjoy them.
Yeah.
Because you can grill them. You can make gravy to them. Mm-hmm. So many things that you can do with them.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, we like the wings because we like frying the wings with no flour.
Right. And we like to oven fry the wings. I like them oven fried.
And we like the sausage to put on the grill. Grilling. And they have all of that. And if you go there and just see what's in the freezer, you'll miss it.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to become one of their clientele to really be able to appreciate, you know, the situation for what it's actually worth and to get everything like you needed to. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we've been doing it. We've been taking advantage of it like that. And then, you know, all you have to do is call and let them know. And we like to do it on Saturdays because we know Pudge is going to be in there.
Right.
You know.
He's the butcher.
He's the butcher. Mm-hmm. This is one of the last frontiers right here where you can actually call the folks.
Right.
And tell them to cut it up. You know, like they used to do in the Brady Bunch. Alex used to
be cool with Sam. Oh, you went. You
just call Sam at the butcher shop.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. We just call over there. I talk with Thesha or Hollywood and let them know that we want to stock up on meat. And, of course, you know, we're starting to go through the meat faster now that we have two grannies.
Right.
That are taking care of
business. Yeah. And you know what? Big, big ups to our mothers who really, on this journey that we're on, they really, really look out for us.
The grannies.
The grannies. They make sure that we eat well. Sometimes my mom says, you know, I don't eat enough. And sometimes when you're just on this quest and you have so much energy, but I don't know for you, DC, nothing takes your appetite. You know, sometimes when you're loving what you do for me, you know, food is like the last thing on my mind, but sometimes I just get an inkling for things that I just want, and okra has been one, watermelon has been the other, and I literally eat watermelon all through the day. I eat it in the morning, you know, because I am not a person that can eat really early. We get up so early in the morning, and I just cannot eat at that hour, and so I start my morning with watermelon. I eat lots of fruit. And, you know, when we have a great meal at the end of the day, it just caps off the day. But I'm going to tell you, we're so grateful to have our mothers. And, you know, it's not just on Mother's Day that we honor our mothers, but it's every single day because they add so much to our lives. And mothers that do that, we honor you as well. They support what we're doing. They believe in what we're doing. And they are our biggest cheerleaders, cheering us on this journey.
Absolutely. Just got a text from somebody saying, what about those melons? Are they in Bunky? So,
what about those melons?
They are
in Bunky on Main Street. Yeah. And I don't, you know what, we needed to ask him probably what time he gets out there relatively early and stays out there relatively late.
Yeah, he takes care of business.
He takes care of business.
He's a working man.
And you know what, there's going to be a lot of excitement happening in Bunky this weekend.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get to that. After a while, it's 8 o'clock already. If you're just dawning the morning, it is a crisp, cool morning, not muggy at all. It feels really, really wonderful outside. And we remind you every single day, make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. Remember, do a little bit better today than you did yesterday. Progress instead of perfection. Make sure that you're watching out for kids who are on summer vacay. And we're going to keep reminding you, please, 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 please do not leave kids or older people in cars for any length of time. They've got new studies out showing just how intensely hot vehicles get after they sit and are turned off. So please don't leave your kids in the car. Don't leave your purse in the car. Don't leave old people in the car. They're all recipes for disaster. This segment is sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about how you can connect with attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. My mother's going to MIGS today. She's probably You're just now getting out of the car at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard. You know what? They are people that we trust our family with, and you can trust yours with as well. For an appointment, you can phone 318-445-9700. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas for home, auto, and life insurance. Remember, it is hurricane season. We've not had any challenges thus far, but you'll want to be on point with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. The number 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. It's about 2 minutes after 8 local time, 2 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back with What's On Point right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learn by what is not taught. That's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience, all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated. And he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful. He's smart. He's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind, because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Bigger Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, if you're on your way by now, it's 17 minutes after 8 local time, 17 minutes after 9 Eastern. And our guest on point this morning is Dr. Steve Perry. He's America's most trusted educator. He's the founder and principal of what U.S. News and World Report has cited as one of the top schools in the country, Capital Preparatory Magnet School in Hartford, Connecticut. He's probably also one of the most honest, outspoken people on the planet, and he is in school today. Dr. Perry, good morning, and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Good morning. I'm excited to be back. Feels like I'm home.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're always excited to have you back. Dr. Perry, well, you guys, I said you're back in school already. You started school last week. Let's talk about getting the year started already.
Well, we know that the research says that especially students of color and low-income students need more school, not less. And so we follow what about 100 years worth of research has said, which is we're going to give the kids the school that they need. We don't design a school for the comfort of grown people, but for the success of children. And throughout this country, we have schools that are failing because they fail to meet the needs of the people that they're supposed to be there for, which is the children in the community.
And so I've always looked at your paradigm, as has the world, and I'm wondering why more people haven't followed your example, especially with all of the successes. What do you think that that's about?
Because success is a steep slope that requires extra effort. It's easier to blame the slope or to accuse the successful people of cheating than it is to just venture off into the challenges of success. It's just too difficult for some people. They just don't want to do it. It's so much easier for your listeners who are educators to be chilling right now, to be at home, you know, eating their Fruit Loops, watching television, being there with their kids and doing their thing, than it is to be in a bow tie and a suit. You know, doing observations of classes today.
And so how, you know, as I was, you know, reading the information, have followed your work, how do you begin to change the mentality of people?
Well, by telling the truth. The truth is that our children are as bright and beautiful as any ever born.
And so when you say our children, Dr. Perry, do you
black
mean
black children, Latino children,
okay,
black and Latino children?
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Are as bright and as beautiful as any other kids that have ever been born. You know, because they've been manufactured the same way they've always been manufactured. The difference is that we keep pouring them into these poisonous buildings that we call schools, places where they don't feel loved and respected, where parents don't feel engaged, and so we get this bitter fruit. That is a child who's walking around a community that feels like he feels just disengaged. We can do better. And when we tell the truth, we create a new truth. And what I mean by that is, for so many years, you heard people who call themselves liberals, many of whom are white, but not all. Some are black, who call themselves Democrats, who say that they're friends of ours. You hear them saying, well, you know, poverty is really the real reason why. That's a lie. It's just an absolute lie. Because if that's the case, then only rich people can go on to become successful academically.
And so,
right? And that means that rich people, hey, think about that. Because your mother may make a lot of money, you're supposed to be inherently smarter. Now, come on, man. That didn't make sense. That's what they're saying, though.
And so how have you come on the national stage, Dr. Perry, and been able to be so open, so honest, and honest to the point where it's, in many cases, it's gut-wrenchingly honest?
Well, I don't know. I know that you either live as yourself or you die many deaths as a fool. I'm me. I'm not here to win any elections. I've lived a modest lifestyle. So unlike some civil rights, quote-unquote, leaders who you see who need to make a big buck in order to keep their lifestyles in order, I lived a modest life. So you can fire me if you want to. I'm good. I took care of my business. So I can say what I want to say because I believe it. And I can say it with conviction because I can prove it. And I've seen it. I, you know, I'm not talking about theories like some of the college professors who you find talking about what needs to happen in school. Right now, I'm looking out my window at our school here in Hartford. Across the street is a liquor store. I mean, that ain't even supposed to happen. Not supposed to have a liquor store across the street from a school, but in the hood you do. At our school you do. But that doesn't mean anything to me. That's not going to change what we do in this building. This is hope for people. So don't think, however, that it isn't without a cost. These folks, you know, the teachers union has made it their business to employ at least one or two people whose job it is to write nasty things about me on a daily basis, to launch quote-unquote investigations against me, to disparage my name, to do all that they can do. I mean, the character assassinations are constant. But I don't care. They say what they want about me. I'm living my life. I'm not living theirs. I'm not here to impress anybody. I'm here to save kids.
Do you remember, Dr. Perry, when the passion and the zeal came for you when it came to when it comes to saving kids? Do you remember when that happened?
Yeah, when I was about probably about 10 or 11.
Really? That early?
Yeah. Because my mother was on the Tennis Association in our housing project, you know? And, you know, just as a quick anecdote, my mother had me on her 16th birthday. This past weekend, she paid off her condo.
Wow.
Like, how dope is that, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that cool?
Absolutely.
She's a homeowner. Like, my mom's a real, like, legitimate homeowner from 16-year-old teen mother to she owns her own home. She got an associate's degree. I mean, you know, my mom's doing it. And she was born into poverty and then bore me into poverty. But when she was on the Tennis Association, which is two women,
the association was two women.
It was two women.
Okay.
But she, you know, she had a babysitter. So she would take me to these tennis, you know, they would go and they would meet with the housing authority and they would say things like, we couldn't buy oil. And you had to, you know, you had to pay for your heat because on a sliding scale in government housing in one that we lived in. And so we couldn't buy oil on credit because they didn't give you credit for people who lived in the projects when we were little. So she was in there fighting for it. I didn't know what credit was, but I thought it was jacked up that just because we were poor, that we somehow were treated badly. And it just made me mad. I mean, it just made me angry to feel like that. So there was a not too far away from our project was this guy. He was a state legislator. I didn't know what a state legislator was, but my mother told me he was the government. my boy Joey and I got on our bikes. It's a true story. We got on our bicycles and rode to this dude's house. I knocked on his door. And I said, yo, I live up the street, and I need to know why my mother can't get credit.
Wow.
I didn't understand the injustices.
Wait, what did he say?
He wasn't home. So I told his father I was looking for him. I just, you know, that's what you did when you grew up in a place, right? You grew up in a certain way.
Right.
Somebody says something about you, you go to their house.
Right.
I mean, it was. It's not the most refined way to do things,
right,
but it worked.
And it was the only way that you knew.
I didn't have any other skills. And so I went and knocked on this dude's door. Joey was like, we're really going to do this? Like, yeah, why wouldn't we? He's the government, right? You know, it didn't make any sense to me. I thought the government was like a white dude when I was growing up. I thought the government was a white guy. So I just was looking for the white dude to blame for this. But I've since realized that we, of all colors, are the government, and we allow the system to literally destroy our community. We are the system. You know, in the black community in particular, we're the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. We've been the mayor and president and superintendent and everything else. We can't blame anybody else for the tomfoolery that's going on inside our community. This is us right here. This is us leaving our kids before they're born and checking in on them one or two times in their life. In their life. I mean, that's absurd. This is us. This mess right here, this is all us.
Well, you know,
if we didn't get anybody from the outside community to do anything for us, and all we did was handle our business, we'd correct the problems.
But the thing of it is you know, this truth that you have come into and have really understood for a very, very long time is a truth that most people are not willing or able to accept about themselves and to take responsibility. So how do you begin to shift what has been happening for years and years and years?
Well, I don't quite know, to be honest with you. I have a picture. I have two pictures on my desk, one of Malcolm and one of Martin. And they died not knowing. So it would be arrogant of me to say that I know. But I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to do what I can do to inspire our people to be better and to fight the failed public schools to which we sent into. Mine is a really peculiar position, to be completely honest with you, because on the one hand, I find myself fighting the teachers' union and the complete mess that they've made of public education, guaranteeing teachers jobs and keeping teachers in jobs who've molested or in some way harmed children, and fighting for that. So that's that group, right? So I fight them. Then I find myself fighting the parents who come to our school and act like complete fools, you know, complaining about the wrong things, you know, coming in and saying the kids are running in the halls. Okay, well, right. They're kids. Don't mm-hmm. they run in your house? Don't mm-hmm. they run everywhere? I mean, we'll stop them, but is that really your issue? That was a conversation this morning. And and then I find myself beefing most specifically with the people who are supposed to be our allies, individuals who are supposed to be supporting our improvement. So on every single level, these are bright, black, white, well-educated people who say, yeah, but I get where you're coming from. But maybe we should be more patient. Patient about what? What do you want me to wait for? And mm-hmm. if I wait for kids to have access to a quality education mm-hmm. and be treated like decent human beings, how long should I wait? Another generation? Has anyone been in the schools? Do you know how bad it is? There's a school that's about five blocks from us. I could hit it with two throws of a rock, right? Just that close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, they had two kids in the eighth grade who could read, write, and do math on grade level.
Three?
Two. In cities like Bridgeport, Connecticut, which, you know, you don't need to know about, but it's a largely African-American community, African-American Latino community, and mm-hmm. poor, 90% of the black children in the community are reading, writing, doing math below grade level. 90%. You mean tell me everybody in town is dumb?
Wow.
Come on, man. That's not true. So the position I find myself in is fighting this battle on all sides. And then finally, people who know better don't do better. I have personal friends who are legislators who they could do something about this. I have personal friends who go to education. These are brothers and sisters who've been to my house. Our kids know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They know what I stand for. And they know the cost of it. And they'll get up in a board meeting and sit there like, like a bump on a log. Sit there like idiots and won't do a daggum thing. So when I get them on the phone afterwards, I talk to them like that kid who was riding his bicycle in projects. It's too hot for radio. To let them know what you're doing is wrong.
Do you think that they're selling out for a dollar?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think it. I know it. Do you know what's interesting about a lot of people who come up with nothing, who become legislators?
Hmm.
In many cases, they need that extra little bit of money that they get as a legislator. So if they're a state rep and they get like $13,000, $7,000, $20,000, whatever, that actually is factored into their income. Hmm. Remember I said earlier, mm-hmm. I live a modest lifestyle.
Right.
So it's factored into their income. It's not just a part-time job for them. It's also status. Mm-hmm. So they need that to matter. It's absolutely true. They absolutely do. So few of them are actual leaders. And they say all the time, well, you know, if more of us would vote for me or give me money, then I would, nah, man, no, you wouldn't. Stop lying.
No.
You ain't going to do nothing controversial. If you're doing it, you do it because it's right, not because you think you're going to get reelected.
Absolutely.
I'm not running for office. That's not what I want. Absolutely. I want my people to be free.
Absolutely. Hang on, Dr. Perry. Let's get a quick break here. But when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about fatherless sons and where you stand on that and the work that you're doing. Stay on point, everybody. What a heated conversation. We're back right after this.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Absolutely. Stand by, Dr. Perry. Stand by for me. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's already 38 minutes after 8 local time, 38 minutes after 9 Eastern. Dr. Steve Perry, America's most trusted educator, is our guest, and we're just talking about life. And really, Dr. Perry, what has become your life's work? And, you know, we were talking during the break about the politics of all of this. And I said to you, and I don't know if there are really any real answers to the questions that we're posing or the problems that we're facing. But I said this, you know, you talk about African-Americans and Latinos and those, that group being at the bottom of the totem pole, especially when it comes to reading, writing, and arithmetic. The test scores bear it out. But then we have to look at what we are doing. And when I say we, I mean just each person individually. What are we doing to be the change that we want to see in our kids? What are we doing? What do we need to do? And until we decide to own our truth, especially those people that are trying to raise their kids single-handedly, until we own some real truths about the role that we play in this whole thing, we're not going to ever really get better, are we?
Well, where we struggle is that we constantly find ourselves looking out and blaming other people.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as one positions themselves as a victim, they forfeit their power.
Mm.
And when you forfeit your power, you cannot be part of the solutions or, as you said, the change you want to see. A way to change that is to look at the parts of your life that you do have control over and seek to control them. So, for instance, if you have a child with a man who's not taking care of his responsibility, take him to court. Absolutely, take him to court. Get the money that you're supposed to get, work to engage him in a way that's meaningful so that he can be a part of the child's life in one way or another. Even if you don't, quote unquote, need his money, you will need it later. And if you don't need it later, then put it all away for the child. So that's one of the things.
Okay, let me stop you there, though. Okay, and a lot of women are saying, okay, I am taking him to court. I am doing just what you said. And yes, I do need his money. I want it. His child's life requires it. But then there is a deep resentment there from that man who has had to be taken to court. And
that's his problem.
But that's his problem. But then he's got a boot now because now he doesn't want to have anything to do with the child because he's angry with the mother.
Let's be honest. If you got to take this child to court to get him to participate in his child's life, if you actually have to bring the government into this fool's life in order to make him take responsibility for a child that he helped sire, then he wasn't handling his business anyway.
Okay.
So he'd get over it.
Okay.
And if he doesn't, tell him to kick rocks.
Okay. And so the next thing that needs to happen.
Well, the next thing that needs to happen is we as a community need to take education more seriously. Just like everything else that we wanted to be good at, we got great at. We wanted to play golf, we owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis, we owned it. Basketball, football, you name it. Music, we got it. You can't have a Grammys without putting black people up there. So things that we want to be great at, we are great at. The things that we don't necessarily focus upon, we're terrible at.
Hmm.
Our schools are failing horribly. And parents have to educate themselves. Just because your child comes home with an A, that doesn't mean that they learned 90% of the information, especially if they went to a raggedy school. if they go to a school in which almost no kids are meeting the state standards, an A at your kid's school is an F at most kids' schools.
Wow.
Educate yourself to that.
There are some moms that are saying, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, it's the dead God honest truth.
And so then there's a deception. There's a deception that your kid is really excelling and they really might not be.
Yeah, excelling. Listen, if you have a school that's been a failing school per the state in which you live for a generation or two, and you send your child to this failed neighborhood school, what do you think is happening? Well, my child's teacher is nice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I've met people who kill people who are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean anything. Okay, well, the school is convenient for me. Okay, that's true, too. It's just down the street from me, just down the block. And my child comes home with A's, and he doesn't get in that much trouble. Okay, all of which may be true. But here's what's also true. He can't read.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do math on grade level. And if you put him up against a low-performing kid from the suburbs, he'd get dusted.
Mm-hmm.
His skills are terrible. And so a couple things have to happen. Just in the same way that we have to make sure that our kids get an iPhone for $500 or a tablet for $500 or a MacBook Pro or any other laptop. So you go in for $3,000-$4,000 for this kid so he can play games.
Right.
Then get out there and play Minecraft. Spend that kind of money on their skill development. And people say, well, what about I don't have any money, I can't do anything. You know, that might be true. You may not have as much money as you want, but if you bought all those devices, you at least have enough money to get an internet connection. If you got an internet connection, there's absolutely nothing on earth that you can't learn to do. There is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn everything from making a bomb to making a brilliant child. There is absolutely nothing that you could want to learn that a simple Google search won't help you find something on it. And you don't even have to spell it right. It'll spell it for you.
That's right.
There's absolutely no excuse for us to remain ignorant to what our responsibility is as parents to educate our kids. Again, I say, too many parents come to these schools ignorant. Ignorant to the fact of what, and it's not about intellectual capacity, because I'm talking about people who I know who have PhDs and JDs and MBAs who come to the school fussing about nothing, arguing about nothing. They don't even, what they should be coming in is to make sure their child is learning skills on par with what the state is expecting. If your child is not picking up the skills that they need to learn as their grade level dictates, then any other fight that you are having is silly.
Mm.
I've had parents come in, why they got to wear a belt? Because it's part of uniform. Well, it's silly. Then pick another school.
Wow.
Why can't they wear, why are you going to tell them that they can't wear an undershirt that says something? Because it's one of our rules. Well, you can't see it. Okay, if I saw it, I saw it. And here we just spent 5 minutes on a conversation that means nothing. You've wasted both of our time, and your child is not smarter as a result. Or the parents who come in, especially the moms, who make umpteen billion excuses for dumb things that they said. Never their daughters, just their sons.
Mm.
Son comes in, and he quote-unquote tells the teacher off. Well, and then the mother comes in, and she says, well, that's your side of the story. See, all these things add to the demise of our community. It makes people not want to teach your kids.
Mm.
It makes people not even want to meet you. Say, you know what? I got you. You're going to come up to this school. I'm trying to teach your child, and you're going to curse me out because what? Because your son said I said something slick to him? Really? Your son's never said anything slick to you? You never want to knock him out? We need to stop being so ignorant to the process. Other communities get it. Other communities understand. If my child is in trouble with the principal, then my child is in trouble.
Right.
And I need to correct that. Even if the teacher is, let's say, wrong. Like, I didn't think. 7 times, and my sons attend my school. There have been times when my own colleagues, people I work with and employ,
mm-hmm.
people I picked and hired, have made decisions with my own sons that I thought, man, I don't see it.
Right.
I don't see how that's a problem. I thought that. And I could big boy my way through that conversation. As a boss, I could make them not do it. As a father, I could make them not do it. As a citizen, I could make them not do it. But the most important role I fulfill is as a father. And if the ref is calling a tight game, yelling at the ref mm-hmm. is going to get him to stop.
That's right. But,
so I say to my son, if that's what she said, if she said you got to sit crisscross applesauce for 14 minutes, then you're behind, better sit crisscross applesauce for 14 minutes, .00.
Wow. You know what? It sounds like, Dr. Perry, it sounds like, you know, that you're going on this journey and that there's a lot of frustration. And I think a lot of teachers and a lot of people are feeling the frustration. Before you've got to go, I want you to talk about what you hope to see, not only in your school year starting, but everybody that is buying school supplies right now, getting school uniforms. What's like, if there's one thing that you could share with every parent, every grandparent that's responsible for a child this upcoming school year, what would that one thing be that you hope that they would just get?
Love children with every fiber of your being from the position which you occupy, which means if you are a teacher, I just had this conversation with a brand new teacher that we had. This is our second week of school, and she had low expectations for kids. I don't know if she's going to work out, but she has low expectations for kids. And I said to her, they will never trust you as long as they can sense that you have low expectations of them.
Mm.
So there. So teachers have high expectations. Don't come in here. I'm always amazed. Teachers who are parents will say, well, these kids don't get it. Oh, your kids are smarter than these? Really? Okay. I've educated educators' kids. And just because you're an educator's kid doesn't mean you're inherently smarter.
Absolutely.
Be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted. They're kids who will walk into our school from the deepest, darkest parts of the hood, from some of the most lethal neighborhoods in our state, who will whoop my kids and anybody else's kids academically mm-hmm. in this school. So let's just be clear about that. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you're from a parent's perspective, love children, meaning create a disciplined and structured environment. Shut the TV off during the week. No devices, no games, no video,
mm-hmm.
no chatting. All week long, all school, all day, every day. But what about the fun that they need? Kids find a way to have fun no matter what. You can put kids in prison, they'll find a way to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have fun. That's what kids do. Kids are like puppies. They just play. So you don't need to worry about giving them free time. They're going to make the time free. They're going to take it. Kids are time thieves. They'll take as much of it as they possibly can. That's why
time thieves. I love that. Time thieves.
They wake up early. They're going to get theirs. They're mm-hmm. going to get theirs. And then administrators, what we need to do is make sure that the only people who are in the schools are people who go hard for kids.
Mm.
If they don't go hard for kids, they can't be employed by the school. The unions, they just don't love people. They don't love our people. They don't. You know, it's funny to me how people, the teachers' unions have convinced Black and Latino people that they're on our side when over 90% of their members are white and suburban. It's stunning. Like, it's stunning to me how they got us fighting their battle. That's crazy, right?
Mm.
When their members are white and suburban, they have us fighting like they are the victims. How are they the victims? These are people with master's degrees, middle and upper middle class, who have the entire summer off in most cases. And we're fighting their battles. We have to recognize that these people are not our friends, and they're people who we care about, who we watch on television on an evening, on a daily basis, who have taken as much as Al Sharpton has taken $250,000 in the past year or so from one of the teachers' union.
Mm.
Now, I don't know how you take that much money from these folks. Jesse Jackson is taking money from them. I don't know how you take that much money from these folks and not agree with their policies.
Mm.
I don't agree with their policies. I don't agree with their policies. Now, maybe he's taking that money from the National Action Network. It's not going to him directly. Maybe he's taking that money from them. And what he's doing is he's going in there and talking to them about how they need to do a better job and shut down these failed schools. Maybe he is. I haven't seen it,
mm-hmm.
but I sure would like it.
You know what, Dr. Perry, what we love about you is that you keep it real. And you know what? We have followed and are following your journey. You're always, always welcome here on the OPT Network. And we thank you for your revelation. But most importantly, we thank you for your true, real, sincere commitment to raising our young people and making the next generation better. Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for your commitment to making sure the truth gets out there, that everybody can get on air mm-hmm. and do anything that they want while they're on air. But you take the time to make sure that our community is just that much more informed. And that can never go understated. The importance of your role in our community cannot be understated. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. We're going to get there. I promise you, we're going to get there.
We'll do it. We'll keep talking. Thanks, Dr. Perry. Have a great day.
Y'all take it easy.
Uh-huh. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network, 8:53 local time. 9:53 Eastern. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event. One smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA. It's different from the start at the credit union.